Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We're soon going to have the News Ninja, top CEO and developer over at Red State Talk Radio. He's on every Thursday, third hour. And we're having a few minor tech problems connecting, but we'll connect shortly with Scott. Just to hit some of the headlines. First, if you go over to DrudgeReport.com, White House finds no evidence against Kavanaugh. Republican swing votes express satisfaction with FBI report, which is good. Weekend final vote, almost certainly Kavanaugh will be appointed, but it'll be by Republicans and a few swing Democrats. Two scenarios. Magazine delay helped. In other words, the Republicans are enthused by a surge. In fact, I call it the Kavanaugh bump, which probably is going to take place in GOP Republicans and actually get them out to vote, too. So you're going to see a number of area scenarios, which means I think we're going to pick up an extra four senators that will be Republicans supporting Trump. And my guess is it could be another 14 or 16 Republican GOP, but may not be a total number change in terms of the House, but I believe the number that supports Trump and his agenda will increase. You'll also see some payback. Well, the payback will be, number one, a lot of these Democrats are going to lose their Senate seats and their House seats. Number two, you're going to see the public waking up, especially independents, and people are just decent Americans, that see the plastering of a decent man by this kind of scheme by the politicians that at any cost try to regain power. And you're going to see that the court's going to move back toward for generations now, with the ninth seat in the Supreme Court, toward constitutional law and the use of the Constitution to protect rights for conceal for a right to carry a gun, the rights of the unborn, meaning they're going to get rid of federal Roe versus Wade, the idea of having immigration that's rational, and we'll get an immigration law passed between the midterm elections in 2020. You'll see infrastructure law. You'll see the wall being built by the Pentagon, probably the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. You'll see Trump's agenda moving forward in trade, increased money in people's pocket, increased pension funds, increased stock market, increased literally stabilization and prevention of proliferation of nuclear and missile weapons all over the world. So the Trump agenda is working. He's not just a talker. He gets things done. And in 2 years, despite all the insane harassment, it was Russiagate and Muellergate, you're going to start seeing investigations, and you're going to start seeing some of the other side are going to start wearing orange. Do we have Scott now? Gee, that's not good. I hope we don't have any tech problems there. Is your Skype working over there at Genesis? Because I know it's periodically. Yeah, so obviously we're not getting connection there. Do you want to try to call them on the regular phone line then, if you can't get connection on Skype? I think we're getting... Okay, let's do that. Let's get him unconnected by phone, because obviously something's changing in the Skype connection. Skype's funky, to be honest with you. It does funny things. And sometimes minor little tweak changes or updates will knock you off so you can't connect. So it doesn't surprise me. What I think is going to happen is we're going to see also that the left and the global swamp monsters, including the left-leaning Democrats that want to have open borders, you know, no borders, no nation, no USA, etc. These people are crazy. And the Democratic Party is going to destroy itself. I think between now and the 2020 election, you're going to see them disappear into a black hole. You don't have to have the rise of a new Democratic Party, maybe an independent party, a third party, so you'll actually have a three-party election. And that could be good. But we see a lot of independents are siding over with Donald Trump. That means that we're seeing a lot of people that either are part of the walkaway movement, either walking away from Democrats or even independents, and realizing the independents and the Democrats aren't going to solve their problems, but Trump can. And keep the reasonable costs down so we don't have a ballooning entitlements programs. We don't have crazy immigration that kills our business here. We have level playing fields for trade. I mean, all these things are really important. So so how are we doing, Jason, with getting hold of Scott? Any luck? Ah, good. Okay, great. Hello, Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, we got you connected. Are you on your phone or Skype?
Phone, Skype, I don't know what happened. I just got a new mixer. And
yeah, a new mixer. You see, a little minor change that can do all kinds of stuff. I want to hear your analysis of what's going on, because I'm very positive about this. In fact, I think the Kavanaugh attacks are going to Kavanaugh bump to the Republican turnout for the midterms, which is going to be all good. I'm pretty sure the Kavanaugh will squeak by with at least a couple votes. But I have a feeling there's going to be payback to the Democrats that went over the edge and acted unethically and irresponsibly with the way they did in the Senate. So there's going to be payback. The way that they acted actually damages women's rights who actually are being abused and need a file. It actually damages relationships with men, including in corporations. I think this is all bad. And I think the politicians need to realize there should be a red line of certain behavioral aspects of the way they act in the Senate committee, especially in open hearings, that should be considered anathema that you can't do this. What the Democrats have done and continue to push even more investigations and more yahoos that are out there trying to say that Kavanaugh is something he is not, is to me an obscenity. And, of course, it's a witch hunt, because it's not, even with the 302 documents, you can have somebody say all kinds of things, but even the FBI couldn't find anybody to corroborate the Manchurian candidate, Ocasio-Cortez. Now, I put a video last Friday, and between YouTube and Vimeo, we've got almost 5,000 hits just in the last, 5 days. So people are kind of getting wise to the fact that the Democrats will lean to almost anything, including a weaponized candidate with a false memory, to actually destroy a man, to destroy his chances, and destroy the ability to return to constitutional law. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, and I really think, we need to honor our Constitution, our capitalism, our republic, our democracy.
Right.
We need to just take this out in free and fair elections and competition. For too long, though, the deep state, I think has rigged the elections. And we've seen that play out with Hillary Clinton cheating Bernie Sanders,
right,
and so on. But Trump is onto it, and I think that we've made great strides, but getting the illegals out from voting really cracking down on election fraud. We had a commission. That's now been handed off to the Department of Homeland Security. I don't think there's any question, with the Minnesota sellout crowd, Mississippi, all these great Tennessee, all these great big crowds, the polling shift, even though the polls are rigged, the polls aren't factoring in the movement. They're just looking at old data numbers, just like the mainstream media. Basically pounding away at Trump. They're not embracing Trump. They're pounding away. They're carrying the water for the Democrats. They haven't learned their lesson since 2016. Neither of the pollsters. But the only way you're going to put an end to this nonsense, what we're seeing with the Kavanaugh hearing, this whole, utter, complete, total nonsense, is to vote these people out of office. That's
right.
That. Manchin
right.
is sitting there waiting till the last second, waiting to see whether his vote will count or not. If it counts, he's not going to be there. If it does count, he's going to vote Democrat. Okay, so he's waiting for Collins and Murkowski and Blake and maybe Sasso. And he's
right.
waiting for all these people. So if you get two defectors from the Republican agenda, from the Republican Party, if you get two defectors, he's not going to vote for Kavanaugh. And when you listen to him talk, you can see that he's just buying himself more time, waiting to see where the tea leaves are blowing. That's not leadership. And West Virginians who voted for where Donald Trump won 40 by 42 points. West Virginians need to step up and say enough with Joe Manchin, and Joe's got to go. And basically, you know, vote against Hyde.
Good tagline. Joe's got to go. That's
Manchin,
good.
Vote against Tester. Vote against Nelson. Wherever there's a shot where the Democrats are sitting in red states, the conservative movement, the Trump supporters need to step up and say enough is enough. We can't deal with this anymore.
Right. In fact, if anything, the Kavanaugh event, I would call it, is actually putting a shock to the pool. It's like shocking your pool with chlorine and so on. The shock to the swamp. And the swamp monsters are going to start leaving the swamp or dying, aren't they?
Yeah.
No longer being senators. So we need our voters to do that, though. Get out there and vote and get these guys out of office. Get rid of them.
Mostly. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
They're a motley crew, as they say, they're pirates. Well, I would say if we were to say that the Democratic Party has several new names now, the Dumb and Rat and Crappy and the Demon Rats. In fact, I heard Nina Perro use the term Demon Rats and think, wow, at least at that moment, me and Jeanette think the same. They're demons and they're rats. But the fact is, I think if you were the motley crew on an old pirate ship, the ship's going to go down, boys, because the crew is not maintaining the ship and there's holes in the hull. And the Democrats, honestly, I think their attack on Kavanaugh is going to appear to play negatively in the midterm elections and toward 2020. I think it's going to kill the party.
Well, think about how unjust Christine Ford is. Even if it was the case that she was at a beach party when she was 15 years old, where some 17-year-old threw her on the bed and sat on her for a second before she ran out and went crazy. She doesn't know who drove her home. She doesn't know where the house is. She doesn't know what year it was. None of her witnesses that she alleged can
including her homemate and roommate for 6 years, her boyfriend, who stated that
who said she was never afraid of flying. She lied about her fear of flying. She lied about closed spaces. The second door on her house was designed for actually making money, renting out her house to Google interns. She played this up as a big fat lie. She did train and give guidance to Monica McLean, who was a FBI DOJ attorney working under Prepovera, and in connection with Veliskaya, the Trump Tower woman, the Russian, and the attorney that's associated with Fusion GPS.
Right.
They all were connected. Her attorneys are hotshot attorneys. They say they're working pro bono. But she also knew how to beat the polygraph. She's got an attorney that was the fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. She's got another attorney that's the attorney for McCabe. She got the best damn attorneys in the planet. And then she's prepared to then, in light of 36 years later, she refers to what she had was PTSD. She's at a pool party, drinking it up, probably doesn't even know where she is, finds herself in a room with the two drunkest boys in the room, as she described it, and then decides to leave when things didn't go to her liking or whatever. So then she, 36 years later, wants to ruin an entire family's life. She doesn't have a care in the world about Kavanaugh's children. She doesn't care about his career.
She doesn't care about other women, too.
She doesn't care about his parents. She doesn't care about the due process and the elected law. I mean, 63 million people voted for Trump so that he could get a guy in like Kavanaugh. She doesn't care about anybody but herself. And in my opinion, she's a monster. She's a monster that could sit there and ruin someone's life just simply for political gain.
Right.
And she's nothing but a pawn to boot.
Yeah, I know. Well, look at her family. I mean, we posted up all these documents that Gary, Richard, Arnold got together.
Where was her husband in the committee hearing? Why did, Kavanaugh's parents were there? His wife was there? Where was her husband?
Yeah, exactly, Mr. Ford. And also, do you know that her grandfather was a OSS CIA operative in black operations? Her father runs Redcoats. Her brother, up to 2004, was a lawyer, attorney over at Fusion GPS. I mean, she's got the bad credentials and connections of a very deep state person.
She's a little baby with a little baby voice.
Right. Yeah, she's not. She's a monster. You're right. It's like the...
That's a monster that would do that. They would sit there literally complicit. You know, the Democrats have a horrible history. A year ago, for example. You know, right now, you have a Democrat that worked for Jackson Lee and Sheila Jackson Lee, doxing, where he gave the addresses out. And do you know what else he gave out? This is a guy that's a Democrat that worked in Congress who got arrested. Not only was he giving the addresses out to people as part of the deep state that's entrenched in the government, but he also gave the medical records to congressmen's children. Now, last year, we had a Democrat that wanted to shoot up a baseball field full of Republican congressmen. This year, we got someone who's what they call doxing, where they're giving out personal addresses and medical records to their children. This is what this person did. This is what the Democrats are capable of. And this is in the news right now as we speak. And it's a big-time deal. The Democrats will stop at nothing in order to gain power and to hurt those that they disagree with. They'll shoot them. They'll throw urine in your face. They'll chase you out of restaurants. They'll intolerantly prevent you from eating in their establishments. They are off the charts, off the rails. And for anybody to actually vote in any way, shape, or form in support of these things is out the lunch. I mean,
honestly, any American that votes for the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, are insane. Independents can kind of hold their background, say, like we're pushing Keisha Rogers for the district in Texas 9. In Houston against Al Green, who's tried five times to impeach Donald Trump. For what reason? He doesn't like him. But how has Donald Trump treated black people? He's the best black president they ever had, was Donald Trump, isn't it?
That's going to be a big game changer, Bill, because I don't think that the polls are picking up the fact that Candace Owens said 39% of black people support Donald Trump. You know, we haven't even seen the poll numbers since the Saturday Night Live Kanye West thing. I'm telling you what, that had a major impact. That has the potential for being a sea change. That, the economic prosperity, medium wages on the rise, stock markets, 401k on the rise, Trump is bold against China, bold against the European Union, and unemployment among blacks, Asians, and women and Hispanics is all stellar record. Yeah,
exactly. You know, the main thing is, and it trickles down to people like you and me. For example, when they went over after Alex Jones, and everybody was conservative, like I still post up and have it on my YouTube channel, but I can't simulcast to YouTube since last year when I had a Christian on trying to do a broadcast. A few months ago, we had Josh Bernstein on. He's pretty popular. And, of course, the Soros group follows him in Right Wing Watch. And we were making statements against Mad Maxine Waters, who's calling for violence against people who even support Trump, like his staff. And I had one guy actually by name in Louisiana on my Facebook page said he was going to come and get me in Vista, California, and shove a gun down my throat. And I said to him, you know, hey, You can protest a half mile away or 400 yards away, but if you try to spit in my face or hit me with a baseball bat or shoot me, I'm going to arrange an appointment for you to meet Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself. And how could you say that? You're not a nice person, Deagle. I said, I'm not going to put up with someone assaulting or trying to kill me or my family and just roll over and say, it's okay, it's your right to protest. I'm going to send you to hell, is what I'm going to do.
Well, these people don't have security details. So when this doxing person, this person does this doxing, what they call doxing, basically
right.
revealing documents, it's basically a situation where you're putting these people's lives in jeopardy.
Right.
When you
well, you tell them they're home so they can go protest in your home or harm people.
Deal.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah, when you actually reveal that, they know where their house is. They can not only protest, they can harm them there at their home.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's disgusting. It's un-American. It's unreasonable. It's inhuman. And it's not going to be tolerated. And if you want to bring it, the consequences you're not going to want to see. How's that? Don't bring it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Interesting comment. I want you to expand on it, that if Kavanaugh doesn't get approved, which I think he will be, because I know that you mentioned one player saying that he's just waiting to see what these other swing voters will do, but I think he'll be appointed by probably a 2 or 3 point margin, including Pence. But I'd like you to talk about the reappointment issue. Let's go ahead.
Well, the reappointment issue is if for some reason Murkowski and Flake out, or Sasso and Collins flake out. You only need two. If the Republicans lose two, they only get the 50 with Pence. If they lose one of the, you know, questionable four, if they just lose one, then they can get that with Pence. They can get the 51. Because right now I think they have 51 because they just got McCain's replacement in, so that's a reinforcement. But still, you know, there's a problem. So, you know, the point there is that Manchin is not going to be the swing vote or the deciding vote.
Right.
He is a spineless voter. He will only vote conservative for political expedience. That's it. He'll never, ever be a game changer. If again, is one dissent, then he will not vote to pull it over the finish line. He will not do that. And so therefore, Manchin can't be relied upon. So if for some odd reason, some new revelation comes out, and basically some bombshell of a revelation comes out between now and Saturday, and they commit to this thing, and next thing you know, someone like a Collins, Murkowski, Flake, or Sasso decides they're not going to vote, then I say Trump can, you know, put Kavanaugh, reappoint him. Say, okay, we're going to cancel it. We're going to scrap it all. And we're going to go ahead and put, we're going to wait until after the election, in which case we're going to go ahead and put Kavanaugh back on the block for confirm. You know, he's going to be the new nominee. And wait for confirmation again. That will put Kavanaugh front and center, energized. Well, hopefully the Republican Party's already energized. We've taken gunshots. We've taken urine to the face. You know, we've taken hats being torn off our heads and being soda being thrown in our faces. We have had one stupid investigation after another. We have been victimized like no other group of people in the country.
Including even broadcasters like us are being threatened by these Democratic idiots who think that they can harass us and get away with it.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing about it is I was looking at this meme, and it's true, that, you know, like, they showed the state, you know, where it's all red and all blue, you know, there's all these little pockets of blue, and there's mostly red. And it's like, the funny thing is 93% of the Republicans have all the guns in this country. And it's like, you know, you don't want a civil war. The liberals will die fast if that were to go to that point.
Yeah, if they go to a civil war, you'll see state secession, and you'll see...
Bunch.
We're not a violent bunch, but if you bring it, we'll deliver it. How's that? If someone comes to my table, I'm at a restaurant, and I don't have a concealed carry, but I have weapons right now, but if I'm forced to get a concealed carry and you assault me in a restaurant, you're not going to have a good day, because I'm a trauma surgeon, too. I'm going to make sure I shoot at the center of the body and mass, so you're going to have an appointment to meet Allah, Jesus, or Satan. You're not going to survive this.
What's interesting is that, you know, you do not see the Republicans sitting in the Hart building, at the Hart Senate building,
right,
picketing. Like today, they were all over the place. And the other thing is, like, in Wisconsin, you know, the right to work, you know, tax exemption for unions. Basically, Scott Walker, they wanted to shut the government down. Every single time, you know, there's a policy or an issue that needs to be debated, discussed, and voted upon, the Democrats want to shut the government down. They want to blockade. They want to hurt people. They want to attack the police. They want to open borders, abolish ICE, you know, provide sanctuary to non-citizens. In California, they want to provide health care for non-citizens, free education, the whole ball of wax. And they're just completely unreasonable. There's no sustainability to their policies if they even have one. And when they object, they rally in the streets. They're highly organized. You never see the Republicans getting together.
Well, they're funded. A lot of them are funded by people like Soros and billionaires, aren't they?
What's that?
They're often paid for by Soros. When people are leaving that Senate hearing, there are 200 arrested. A lot of them are being paid by proxies of Soros or other billionaires paying them off after disrupting the Senate hearing.
Well, the whole Kavanaugh thing was a highly orchestrated event. In the very beginning, all those protesters that would stand up on average every 1 minute, they would get paid $50 before they would actually get arrested. Then they'd get out, they would be released, they'd come back. You see the same person collecting their $50 and getting arrested twice. Now, there needs to be stiffer penalties. I really think that at some point there needs to be a price to pay for this type of deal.
It's because not just the person that does it, it's also the senators that invited these people to the hearing, because they had to have a senatorial invite in order to be in the building and in that room, right?
Yeah, anarchy is not a solution. It is not a solution, and we need stiffer penalties in order to avoid anarchy.
Right.
But when it comes time to, you know, right the wrongs, we need to literally vote them out. We need to quietly go to our voting precinct and vote. That's what we need to do. No more excuses. The fact that the polls could even be closed, the fact that, you know, that these things could be, any of these races could even be contested at this point. I don't understand anybody who votes Democrat at this point. I don't understand it.
Well, and to be honest with you, if they bring it, if people vote Democrat and try to get any form of power back and do the agenda that the current Democratic Party wants, it'll be revolution. You'll see state secession. You'll see America break up. And you'll see literally thousands of Americans marching on towns and cities and Capitol buildings and taking them over, because we're not going to tolerate it anymore. If this gets to this point,
Republicans lose the House of Representatives. I don't think there's any chance they lose the Senate, but, you know, if it's true that the House is up for grabs, if the Republicans lose the House, shame on the establishment rhinos and Republicans. Shame on them. Because
exactly.
Trump has done every single thing he possibly could to pull this out. He's worked overtime. He's been the hardest working, most honorable politician in Washington, D.C.
Ever.
A long time.
I say for well over a century. How's that? It would be easy to say. Nobody's liked Trump. He's pulling it on. The thing is, are we going to get a Trump-like person after 2024? Because I think he'll get reelected. What's America going to be like after? He should have a Trump council to help the next president after his second term, whether it's Pence or anybody else. We've got to make certain we stop being complacent, constitutional Americans that want the rule of law and not craziness. The Democrats are functionally, if you actually diagnose them, functionally, psychotically insane, violent, out-of-control maniacs now. They're not wanting to have a dialogue to solve problems. They don't want to have, say, national health care that's rational, that allows it to be free and independent, not under control of a giant administration that takes a bad system and amplifies it for everybody. Medicare's no good. It's a mess. You know? People need to understand that what's going on, the Democrats are not rational anymore, are they?
No, and what we're seeing in the deep state, in the bureaucracy of the wheels of government, is we're seeing Lois Lerner on steroids. I mean, we were all aghast when we found out that Lois Lerner was targeting conservative groups, that the agencies and departments could be used as weapons against us. The EPA could literally put coal out of business and throw gravy trains to cylinder cronies. The Department of Education could defund a complete school system simply because they didn't embrace transgender bathrooms. You know, weaponizing these agencies and departments.
Wow.
It was a new thing under Obama.
That's quite a list you have there, isn't it? That's why I've changed his name, like from the Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I call him the Abominator.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can do a Arnold accent, Obama.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Look up some scenarios. I'd like to do scenario analysis, and you're probably good at this. It's like a game of political poker. Scenario number one, Kavanaugh gets appointed, and then, of course, the left are going to lose their heads completely. And they're going to try to do something, if they take back the House, but he gets appointed, that's option number one, to try to see if they can prosecute and remove him from the bench, which is not going to happen. It would be a precedent. Option number two, he doesn't get enough votes. And then the Republican Party goes crazy and realizes they took a tough turnout to the senators and congressmen, and they put him on the ballots to reappoint him. Trump does. That's option number two. Option number three is that they do something really radical, like the left does something, goes crazy and does a 9/11 type event, or terrorism, or major things, even trying to assassinate Trump, because really, this is not really an attack against Kavanaugh, it's an attack against Trump and Trump's administration, and a return to constitutional law, and the rule of law, and even the idea of an America. I mean, the left and the Democratic Party don't even stand for the United States of America as an independent nation anymore, do they?
No, you're right. That's the part that scares me the most is, you know, we've already talked today about, you know, the shooting a year and a half ago against the Republican baseball players, right? And
right.
Scalise. We already talked about doxing. We've already talked about, you know, how these Democrats are revealing the medical records of congressmen's kids. They'll stop at nothing. There's nothing. And here's the biggest problem, too, is that, God forbid, if there was some sort of an assassination, the biggest problem with it, not only is Trump he's irreplaceable, not only is he the best thing that's ever happened to America in decades, is that you would see people cheering in the street. You would see Democrats rejoicing and cheering in the street. And I think that that would just be a bridge too far. I think that there would be a bunch of 3%ers that would lose their minds over that. And this would be an all-out civil war at that particular moment.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna see blood in the streets. If this happens, you'd see these Democrats are going to be diocrats. They're going to die. Because they try to bring violence on the nation and do things like getting their Second Amendment rights and so on, the response is going to be so violent, it will make the first civil war look like a garden party, won't it?
Well, you know, and it concerns me because we've already seen this with Seth Rich. We've already seen murders with Antonin Scalia. I mean, the whole point about Antonin Scalia was that it was about DACA. Because they knew that if they can get 15 million new citizens to get Democrat voting cards, it would be a one-party system.
Right.
That the Democrats could just rule and do anything, say anything that they want. They would just know how to get out the poor vote, the people that couldn't speak English, the people that can't find work. They would give them all kinds of different free education, free this, free that. And where would they get the money? They would get the money from the middle class. Why? Because there's never been a communist or socialist government with a middle class. The middle class is the class that you can't control. That's why anytime you have a monarchy, anytime you have like a dictatorship, you have the elite, then you have the workers. You have the
right.
Social regime, you have the workers, and you have the elite in their castles. That's it. You don't have a middle class anymore. It's the middle class that you can't control. It's the middle class that has their eye on the ladder to the top. They infringe upon the intellectual competition of the lower part of the elite class. So there's so much that the Democrats, you know, wanted. And when they wanted to import the DACA, the executive order that would have granted license to vote, the 15 million new Democrat-dependent class voters. That would have been game over, one-party system. Well, Justice Hannon was the one in Texas, the Supreme Court Justice of Texas, who put a hold on that DACA. It was about to go through. Last minute, Justice Hannon put a stop. It was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that Loretta Lynch used immediately after. And they basically put a kibosh. They said, no, we're going to uphold that hold. It's like a genie leaving the bottle. Well, who oversaw the Fifth Court? Antonin Scalia. You kill him, you get Merrick Garner in there, and basically what you do is you greenlight the executive order because you would have been a 5-4 court that would have voted for that executive order, and that would have been the end of our republic as we know it. We would have been a one-party system at that moment.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so, you know, Scalia got a physical. He went out hunting. He felt well enough to go hunting in Texas. And winds up dead in a bed without a...
With a pillow over him. With a pillow over him. And that kind of situation should have had an autopsy. I'm a forensic investigator. There's no reason why this shouldn't have happened with a proper autopsy and toxicology to see if he had chemicals in his body or he died of suffocation because it was a pillow over his face when they actually discovered him.
There was no autopsy. There was no witness. There was no yell. There was no belch. There was nothing. And he was perfectly... He had a physical a week before the trip.
Right. Wow.
And it's just... I don't know. I'm not sure if they cremated him. But it's just very mysterious. And I've heard this said. The only thing that would stop socialism, open borders, abolishing ICE, taking away our Second Amendment, violating our Fourth Amendment search and seizure, creating the intolerance that the left is so known for by impinging on our speech and censoring the right as they do in social media, and political discrimination, and who knows what else, love, color, and gender.
Right.
the only way they could get rid of the Constitution the way they see it is if they kill off those on the Supreme Court bench that would overrule them. And that is the last linchpin to the Republic.
Isn't
all you got to do is murder them.
And there's all kinds of ways of doing it, too. I mean, ways that are subtle.
In the case of Antonin Scalia, one would argue that was the case.
Right. And all we're doing here, by the way, with Gorsuch and now with Kavanaugh, is trying to reset the balance to go back to constitutional law. That's all it is. It's not to put a specific agenda. It's to return to constitutional law. Which, by the way, if they had ultrasound 3 years later in 1973 with Roe versus Wade, the so-called abortion rights would never occur, being abortion wrongs. That's why 78% of women who already signed for an abortion in Oklahoma see an ultrasound by law. They don't do the abortion even though they signed for it. So what I see happening is that the sacrament of abortion is going to go, that they're not going to be able to take our guns, and they're going to protect the president against unreasonable means to try to impeach him. And you're going to also see a return to constitutional law in terms of things like borders and immigration and so on. We need a Bracero 2 work program.
Abortion's really not much different than eugenics. And eugenics is not much different than what Hitler had in mind with the Jews.
Well, they had it in Obamacare. Eugenics was part of Obamacare. I had a neurosurgeon on. First violation under Obamacare was $500,000 fine. Second one was 5 years in prison if you violated and did surgery, say that somebody has a stroke at 72, do the surgery and don't submit it to a death panel. That's what they actually did, believe it or not, under Obamacare. And luckily we struck it. People don't realize how bad it was, do they?
No, death panel. And, you know, Jonathan Gruber, you know, people, you know, we're going to depend on the stupidity of the liberal voter.
Yeah.
And they did.
But believe me, there's an awful lot of Americans that are unwise, stupid, and just plain evil. They'll support this foolishness of the Democrats, isn't there?
Mostly liberals.
Liberals, yeah. And no, liberals, by the way, don't realize...
One Republican that voted for Obamacare. The only people drinking the Kool-Aid and got duped were people like Nancy Pelosi that said you got to pass it before you can know what's in it.
Nancy Pelosi is a psychotic woman who's a narcissist who's really out of her mind. It looks to me that she's got some kind of neurodegenerative disease. She doesn't act like a normal person at all.
Oh, but she's a master legislator.
Master, yeah. Master at screwing things up. Master at lying to people. Yeah, it's amazing. She's got a talent at it. You know, she's not just an average screw-up. She's a major screw-up. What I see happening is I think this is going to decide the future of the nation.
Right, Bill?
Yeah. I call it California. Yeah. California.
What I hear, California, you know, even though it's a liberal state, there's a lot of potential pickups for House of Representatives, Congress.
Exactly. Not only that, John Cox should win here because the alternative in the Democrats is a maniac supported by globalists like George Soros.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his policies, if he actually institutes them, will destroy this state. I know that if he gets in, I'm seriously thinking about leaving the state. Because I can tell you, America is a number of different countries all sewed together called the Nation of America. But California has gone off the deep edge. There's a lot of conservatives here now realizing it's gone too far. The walkaway movement is happening here. There's a number of sections and cities that don't want to do the sanctuary cities and sanctuary state. And the lawsuits are building. And I honestly think I'd like to see John Cox come in rather than the maniac that from San Francisco that screwed up that city.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like, really, I got...
2.5 years.
So besides demon rats, I call them the dumb and crappies. That's a good term for them, too. Eh? Dumb and crappy.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Scott. Amazing show.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.